Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Reba,
Alicia,
and Ashley.
We are students at Willits High School.
Today, our topic is the 11th Annual Sister to Sister Summit to be held on Monday, May 21st at the high school. Last April, Youth Speaks Out presented a show on the 10th Annual Willits Sister to Sister Summit. We discussed the history of the event, the involvement of both the American Association of University Women and the Willits High Peer Counseling Program. You could easily listen to this show on a computer or smartphone by visiting our website that is www.youthspeaksout.net.
To recap, the American Association of University Women came up with a program in the 1990s to help prepare young women moving from middle schools to high schools. It is called Sister to Sister. Research has shown that high school girls could help inform and empower 8th grade girls before they entered high school. A program was created in which each girl learns about their own individual personality as well as developing skills for interacting with interpreting the people in the world around her. The goal is to help girls make healthy life choices for their minds and bodies and develop leadership skills. By the end of the program, girls often have a new vision of what is possible for themselves.
This year, we will be working with 8th grade girls from Bechtel Grove Middle School and the Willits Charter School. To prepare them for this year's summit, we had girls from Bechtel Grove fill out a questionnaire. There were 6 questions. 1. What are the 5 most important struggles you think teen girls face today? 2. What do you wish you could change about your school relating to those issues? 3. What is something that you know that other girls your age need to know? 4. What would you like to know from other girls your age? 5. What would you like to know from older girls? And 6. Which of the following mini workshops would you like to attend? Self-image, teen relationships, bullying/harassment, substance abuse, or feelings and dealings? We will give you the results of this survey later, but this is what we used as a basis to create this year's summit.
Teenage girls are flooded with images of how they are supposed to look, and we all know that the look that is sold to us in our media is skinny, skinny, and skinny. So it is natural that one of the biggest concerns with young girls is their weight. This frequently leads to eating disorders and poor diets. Sometimes girls resort to using speed to suppress the appetite and stimulate weight loss. And many girls who are not actually overweight see themselves that way and diet anyway. Physical fitness, attained by a good diet and exercise, is the key to beauty.
Body image is how you feel, and what you feel, what you think when you look at yourself. It's also how you imagine other people see you. The phrase body image was first coined by the Austrian neurologist and psychoanalyst Paul Schleider in his book, The Image and Appearance of the Human Body, 1935. Human society has at all times placed great value on beauty of the human body, but a person's perception of their own body may not correspond to society's standards, and a person's mental image of their body is influenced by what others say to them or what they imagine is being said.
In the survey of workshops that the 8th grade girls want to attend, the one on body image received the most votes. The second most commonly chosen was teen relationships. In high school, there's a powerful urge to mature as quickly as possible, which can result in early sexual experimentation and a rush to be in a relationship. There's a lot of peer pressure to be actively dating. This can lead to wonderful, fun experiences or pressure to have casual relationships, which can lead to dating violence. There can also be conflicts with parents over how involved their daughters should be and who they're dating.
Workshops on bullying and harassment were the third most popular in the survey. In school, the most common forms of bullying are calling names, cyberbullying, excluding others, not talking to them, threatening, making them uncomfortable or scared, taking or damaging their things, hitting or kicking, or making them do things they don't want to do. While these activities peak in middle school, they are common in high school. Sexual harassment is unwanted attention of a sexual nature that makes a person uncomfortable or embarrassed. The forms include physical contact, sexual comments, sexual propositions, and unwanted communications. 58% of 8th to 11th grade girls report being sexually harassed, often or occasionally. 39% of them report daily harassment. One of the goals of the workshop on bullying and harassment will be to teach the girls what harassment is and two or three actions they can take in response.
The transition from middle school to high school is often exciting, profound, and confusing. In many cultures and religions, this passage is celebrated with a ritual or initiation, like confirmation, bar mitzvah, or a vision quest. This is the time when the child becomes an adult. The Sister-to-Sister Summit creates an opportunity for 8th grade girls to establish friends at the high school, who will be there next year as advisors and mentors.
The middle school years are challenging and emotional, filled with drama and changing friends. Many girls feel the need to talk to someone, but are too scared of being judged or treated differently if they could find in their peers or teachers. At the Sister to Sister Summit, they can talk and share their stories with other girls without the fears of being criticized or made fun of. At the beginning of school in the fall, a reunion is held so that the new freshmen can touch base with high school friends they made at the summit. This provides a connection to an older friend, which most freshmen are grateful to have. So we will talk about the Sister to Sister program for about 30 minutes. Then we will open the phone lines for your ideas, experiences, and insights. We are in the Willits studio, and our phone number will be 707-456-9991. Let's begin by discussing our experiences with the Sister to Sister program. Let's talk about our summit experiences when we were in the 8th grade.
One experience, a personal experience, is when I was in 8th grade, I met a girl named Adriana, and she was a senior, and she kind of took me under her wing, and we went to lunch, like, every day, and it was really just nice having an upperclassman familiar face to go to. And even though she's off in college now, in another state, we still keep contact through, like, Facebook.
What I did when I went there was I was so nervous to even go to high school in the first place, and all I heard was scary stories about you're going to get trashed, all your friends are going to leave and not like you. But the main thing that I was like, okay, I'm going to get trashed. That sucks. And I went there thinking, being afraid to even talk to the older girls. And the first thing the girl asked was when we got in the group was, how many people here have ever heard that you're going to get trashed at the high school? We all raised our hand. And she looks at us and says, that's not going to happen. And we're like, okay. And she's like, only the people that are going to trash you are your friends. And we're like, all right, well, that's fine then, I guess. They're just going to be playing around. And so that, like, helped me ease my tension completely, and it made me feel comfortable right off the bat. So for this year's summit, we've got 5 producers and 5 facilitators that are in charge of planning everything. And do you want to talk about what we're doing, Alicia?
Discussing the summit is like going over the 5 topics, which is body image, teen relationships, bullying and harassment, self-expression, substance abuse, feelings and dealings.
So we have this student questionnaire that we passed out that I mentioned earlier, and the 3 main things that were circled for what the workshops that the girls wanted to attend was self-image, teen relationships, and bullying and harassment. And then for the second question, we asked them what the 5 most important struggles you think teenage girls face today, which we were going to incorporate into what we needed to learn for our workshops that we were going to have them in. And the top 3 things the girls picked was, the first thing was rumors, so we can talk about that.
Rumors are like some way for the people who start them to feel good about themselves and to sometimes make them feel like they're overpowering everybody else, when in reality they're just making fools of themselves and keeping their friends distant from each other. And I know that I would never want any rumors being told about me, because it's happened before, and it's not something I want to go through again. But sometimes girls start rumors about themselves just to make them feel like they should be cool just because they did something that everybody else is doing. So if they want to, they just go for it.
Yeah, I think especially being in this small town, it's a really big factor, and it can hurt people or it can be a good thing, because sometimes there's rumors going around of things that people are like, oh, well, we need to support this person, and the community will come together and help them out. But then there's times where everyone just like is talking about you, and you're walking down the hallways in class and you can feel that people know what happened last weekend, and they are judging you for it or something like that. And it seems like it's really relevant at Willits High School, because it's just such a small place and people just love to know about each other and you can't really get away from it, but you can definitely put it in a better light and be around people that are going to be supportive and not hurt you in any way.
And I definitely feel that when people like start rumors, they're just trying to boost their self-esteem and make them seem like higher than the people they're spreading rumors about.
All right. Well, the second thing that was an important struggle that girls felt teenagers face was drugs. So I think in our community, pot and drinking are obviously the two main things that are very relevant. And I think it's just a lot of pressure that people feel. And especially eighth graders coming in, they don't know what to expect. And they're just like, oh, everyone drinks, everyone smokes. I have to do it. And I think that's how they think a lot. So,
yeah, they have to be cool.
When I think of drugs, I don't think of pot or alcohol. I literally think of, like, heroin and, like, all the cocaine and all that stuff. But I know that I never see it in school because that's not necessary to do. We're all about pot, apparently. So everything changes in time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the third thing was weight.
I feel like on Facebook, the girls who are skinnier post more pictures, and the girls who aren't as skinny don't really post pictures. You see them posting pictures of, like, rivers and, I don't know, their pets. But I feel it's because, like, people like pictures of people that are, like, skinnier, I guess. And when you're overweight, you don't feel, like, as confident sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely like the way that society's looking at people, and that's why the girls are thinking that it's such a big deal, is because they've been trained to look a certain way, and by the time that they're in high school, they're supposed to look that way, and if they're not looking that way, then they're doing something wrong. That's how the media makes it seem, but it doesn't have to be like that. And if you're comfortable with yourself, then you should be able to get past that, and I think everyone should be able to do that.
The main thing is learning to love yourself and learning to love your body, because that's how everything, that's how we were made. And I think, like, at the high school then, when I was a mentor last year, or like an advisor last year, then I never got anything about weight, because our school doesn't really talk about it as much. Like cyberbullying, kind of overweight is one of the main things, I bet, that happens, but I know at school it's not really a big issue.
Yeah, talking about cyberbullying, it was really surprising that only 6 people circled that as a struggle that they think teenagers face, like, now, because it feels like I see it every day. I log onto Facebook, and every single day there's some little thing that somebody's doing. And I think it's just because people don't understand the term of cyberbullying. I think that they think that it has to be something really big, but it really doesn't. It can be any little thing, any little remark that a girl makes at another girl. If it hurts them, it's cyberbullying. And I think that's something we really need to get across to the girls at the summit, that it does hurt people and that people are watching you and everyone sees it and it makes you look bad too. And then it really needs to stop. Just the other day, I was on Facebook and I saw 3 girls, like, kind of ganging up on another girl. They were liking her pictures of her and another person, and it was really obvious that they didn't actually like them. They were just trying to start something, and they would comment on them and put, like, winking faces and make little sarcastic remarks, and I didn't like seeing that, so I texted the girl, and I was like, hey, you should go on Facebook. There's people that are doing stuff that, I don't know, I think you might want to check that out. And she thanked me and said that that was really nice that I did that, because she said that it hurt her and that she didn't like that everyone else was having to see that, and she was really thankful that I told her.
One thing that was up there that I actually noticed was what boys expect girls to do, which is, the term fresh meat in freshman is true in some cases, but not necessarily all the time. But boys have an expectation for girls, like, new, like, a new person and, like, someone else who doesn't know my own reputation, so I could do something with her. And she won't figure it out until it's somebody, like, sister to sister comes in, and here we are helping, saying, directing them where to go, and saying that person's not the best person to be hanging out with, and they'll just use you. Which I think sister to sister could definitely help, because it helped me.
Yeah, what boys expect us to do was the fourth thing on the list of the five most important things that people thought. So that was a pretty big one, and it's a pretty big rumor that you hear the fresh meat thing, that all the guys are going to come after you. And sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. You have to watch the way you put yourself out there, definitely. And you want to be a respectable person, so you don't want to, like, get a bad reputation in the beginning of school year and have it stick with you through the next 4 years. So definitely we want to get that point across to the girls.
There was also an exercise that helped me with boys and their expectations of girls, which was the fishbowl. We would always ask questions about how guys and how their reactions to new girls would be. And they would always tell us up front how they are, and we'd ask them questions about what they think about girls and what they've done with them also, and how they feel when girls take birth control, and if it looks at a different perspective as things. And it really opened my eyes to what the boys
think in high school. The fishbowl is something we have every year here, and we have a group of the seniors and juniors, mostly boys at the high school, and they sit in a circle, and all the girls that are at the summit sit on the outside, and the boys sit there, and they kind of, it's like a discussion, and the girls on the outside are the bowl, and the bowl doesn't talk, and the boys are the fish thing. I guess they're talking fish, but they answer the questions that the producers or facilitators, which is us, would ask, and they're all anonymous, so the girls throughout the day ask questions and just write them down on a piece of paper, fold them up in the box, no one knows who asked them, and then the boys just truthfully answer them, and it's a really good thing. I think it's everyone's favorite part of the summit, honestly. It's really memorable, and it gets you to see people, how boys are, and they are really truthful about it, and it gives you a couple faces to see in the hallways. And
yeah, we also do one with the upperclassmen girls in the middle, and I think it's really good for the incoming freshmen to see the upperclassmen girls answering their questions that they have about their experiences in high school.
I think it's good for the girls to hear from the upperclassmen girls, because not everybody at the high school is bad and have done drugs and have done all the sexual things. Like, you don't have to be pressured into doing all that kind of stuff. It's what you believe in the fishbowl really helps the girls understand that.
So for our producers and facilitators, most of us have been through some kind of training that has already prepared us to be in the position to be talking to girls about this kind of stuff. Most of us are either peer counselors or have been team captains or have been involved in link crew. And with peer counseling is a pretty big one, because we've all learned and to develop really good listening skills and really good people skills too. To be in peer counseling, you have to put in a application, and you do a little talk with everyone, and you have to be a people person. They look for people that sometimes aren't always people, and they break you into it, and they teach you the ways, and you learn lots of skills that are really helpful, and it's all totally goes with this.
Yeah, we do a whole section on communication skills and active listening, and I think it really helps with the whole sister-to-sister summit.
And what Reba was saying about sports, being a team captain and being just a person part of the team makes you realize that your team is like your family. You treat each other with respect, and communication is really well, because you trust your team that they're going to be there to back you up when you fall, and you have to be always really consistent with them, and you're just really, you learn communication skills and how to put up with others and how to deal with conflict and everything on the teams.
So yeah, and all of that ties in perfectly to the sister-sister thing that we're going for, and we're all going to have more training. This year we have the Youth Project and Project Sanctuary helping us do our training, and we're going to go over all the topics that we have and learn like background information and questions to ask the girls to get them talking about everything. And it's going to be a lot of, it's going to be really helpful that we already have this previous training to go with it. So we could start talking about one of the actual workshops itself. So the first one would be body image and self-expression. And I think that it's really focused in on media, because that's the biggest thing right now that it seems like affects all the body image and the way girls think, is because all the TV shows you see where the girls are supposed to look a certain way and have their skin a certain color and their hair is supposed to be a certain way and everything like that. It really affects the way that young girls especially think, because they're still trying to figure out everything and they're trying to impress all these boys because they're all hormone crazy and they don't know what to do. So if they see something on TV or in the magazine, they're like, oh, I guess I should try that.
Like, even my sister, she's in sixth grade, and she started wearing makeup at the beginning of the year, and I asked her why she started putting on makeup, and she said because you see in all the TV shows that the girls are wearing makeup at that age, and like in the magazines, and all of her friends started wearing makeup, and she felt, I guess, pressured into looking like what society wants girls to look like.
It's also very stereotypical about what girls should look like and how they should like come across to boys and how they should impress them, and new styles and going off of what the upperclassmen do, and they're like, they see what they see is how they act, and like they want to be just like that, I guess.
The other group we have is teen relationships, and I think that a really big part of that is peer pressure. And everyone feels pressured into having to be in a certain relationship and doing certain things in those relationships. And it makes it really hard in high school because there's so many people watching you and talking about your relationship. And
it's different from middle school, because in middle school, then you would have your friends like run over and tell this boy, oh yeah, I say yes, but then you break up by the end of lunch period and then nothing really happens. But then when you hit high school, it's like your first real relationships, you understand that you getting intimate, and the boys push you to do something that you don't want to do, and sometimes vice versa, the girls would push the younger classmen into doing something that they know is wrong, that they don't want to do. And I don't know, teen relationships is really a big part of high school and the switch from middle school.
And I also think that generally speaking, the guys in a steady relationship expect you to be intimate and have that connection as well.
Mm-hmm. And something we're going to try and get across to the girls, especially, is that steady relationships, that they are a good thing to have, and that even if you are in a steady relationship, you don't have to have sex, that it's not something that is necessary to be in a relationship, and that if you feel like you're pressured into it, that you don't have to stay with the person, that you can break up with him. It's high school. You're not marrying the guy yet, hopefully.
Yeah, and another thing that we were going to talk about at the Sister to Sister Summit was how to say no.
Mm-hmm. One thing is that in relationships, they're expected to have sex. Like, after a certain amount of time, then yes, they're going to do it, but that's not necessarily how everything works out. If you guys really like each other, then do it, but necessarily I would wait.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not necessarily expected to do it, because personally I've had a friend who broke up with somebody after 8 months of dating just because he wanted to, but she just didn't want to, and they broke up because of it. And you just have to say no. You have to stand up for what you think.
Yeah, and some people have the morals where they're not going to do it until they get married. And if that's how it is, and that's how they keep through with that, it's really good. And I think that's how it should be. You should do what you want, not what other people want you to do. And we're really going to try and get that point across.
And dating violence isn't exactly something that happens all the time. Maybe during texting or something would happen and occur, but nothing is really violent in high school.
Yeah, I think a lot of the violence would be more like verbal abuse mostly. There's a pretty good amount of that, it seems like to me. And people don't really always realize that that's actual abuse too. And I think they need to get that it's a difference. It's not a difference. It's still abuse in a different form of it, though. And another thing that we want to tell them is that they can always get help at, like, with the counselors or the Project Sanctuary people. There's peer counselors they can talk to. They can talk to us since they're meeting us at the high school, and they're going to have some faces to look at. And
the next topic is bullying and harassment. And I think, like, there's different forms of bullying, and I think the most common, like, today is cyberbullying. Because people think that they can say stuff over Facebook and, like, be cool and bad and, like, bring people down. But when it really comes, like, face-to-face, they don't have the guts to say anything.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of bullying where the guys think that they're cool by, like, trying to flirt with a girl a certain way. And they'll, like, smack their butts or something. And it's like, okay, that's definitely sexual harassment, for one. And two, if I don't feel comfortable with anything that you do, even if you're just putting your arm around me, that's considered, to me, sexual harassment. And if I don't know, I think girls really need to learn to be able to tell the guys that it's not okay. Because a lot of times here, girls are too scared to say something because they don't want other people hearing it, or they don't want the boy to be mad at them and get, like, offended if it's their friend. Because a lot of times it is your friends. A lot of the guy friends take things way too far, and they think they're being funny, and you're just kind of like, all right, I'm sick of it. And I used to kind of be like, all right, whatever, but now I got to the point where it's like, no, you can't talk to me that way. You can't say those things to me. Just because you're my friend doesn't make it okay. If my brother said something like that to me, I would hit him. So why can't I do that to you, you know?
Yeah. I think that, like, with cyberbullying, it does go on a lot in Willits, because every day, if you log on to Facebook, you see someone, like, post a status, and then someone else goes on and comments, like, either, like, in a rude, sarcastic way, or, like, even not trying to, like, be rude, but it comes off across as rude, and the other person could think it's cyberbullying.
Yeah, girls are really mean, and for no reason, a lot of the times, too, it's like, oh, she talked to my boyfriend, I'm not gonna like her anymore, and I'm gonna comment on her statuses. It's really ridiculous most of the time. And like I was saying earlier, since it's such a small place, people just go crazy with it, and everyone likes to talk about it. It's like the next day, like, oh, what happened on Facebook last night? Did you see that drama? And it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think the summit's gonna definitely help empower young women to be able to think in a stronger way and be able to understand the differences between bullying and not bullying, and know when somebody is bullying you and be able to say something about it. I think that it's really important, and especially at that young age, like, if you learn it, the younger you learn it, and if you'll bring it through all your high school years, and it'll help you a lot more.
I think there's more competition in high school, like, with looks and money and generally everything, like, with guys. I know girls try to, like, top each other with what they have and what they can get, and I think it does happen a lot at Willits, at the high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with guys, it's mostly just, like, their cars and stuff. Girls, it's, like, everyone has to have this certain look, and everyone wants to be better than that. And, yeah, like, we just had prom, and everyone's trying to show off, you know, their best dress and the best hair and get all these picture likes on Facebook and kind of stuff, and it's crazy.
Yeah, like, with girls, like, with the competition, you have to have, like, some girls think you have to have a certain brand of clothing and, like, wear Uggs every day, and really, you don't have to.
Yeah, I remember, like, when I was in eighth grade, even, no one really wore all these name brand stuff, and all of a sudden, like, all the sixth graders have Uggs, and I'm like, what were Uggs? I don't even remember them existing when I was in middle school, and I don't know if it's just me and I was out of the loop or something, but I don't remember the brands being a big deal even when I was in eighth grade, and now all the eighth graders wear certain things like that.
Like Miss Me's and Rock Revivals, all of those. Yep. They feel like they have to wear them.
And especially, it shows something, like, when they come into high school, they have all these certain expectations, and they're already, like, I feel like the eighth graders now are maturing a lot faster than we did, and maybe it's like a social media kind of thing too, but I just feel like that's how it's going, and slowly, like, people are maturing faster. Like, my brother's in eighth grade, and I watch the way that the girls that act around him and stuff, and it's just so much different than when I was in eighth grade. We were so immature and, like, just innocent seeming, and I feel like things are just getting a lot different. So it's going to be even more important that at the summit we get our points across about all these different topics, because the girls feel like they already know all of them and that they know everything, and it's, they don't, because I've seen, watched them, and I know they don't get it. So, and I think another really important thing about the sister to sister thing summit, we mentioned it earlier, it was having a friendly face. It's really big deal. I loved when I was in eighth grade and I saw this girl that was one of my leaders, and I was like, oh, she waved to me in the hallway, like, no way. And I was like, oh, that girl knows me, you know. My friends thought I was all cool because some older girl knew me and talked to me. And I was in sister to sister last year, and I was in link crew last year, so I met a bunch of eighth grade girls and boys for link crew, and they talk to me still, and they always say hi to me in the hallways, and I make sure to say hi to them because I remember how I felt when I was in that position.
Yeah, definitely going to sister, like, you get put into smaller groups, so you like get to know the girls, and I think it's a really, like, good, helpful way. You see upperclassmen girls that can give you advice when you need, and yeah.
And link crew, like I was mentioned earlier, it's the same thing, kind of a sister to sister, to make you feel comfortable, but it's a lot lighter. It's very just school related, honestly. It's not the hidden curriculum, like we call these topics. It's just the plain old things that are out there, and there's boys and girls in the groups, and you just do icebreakers, try and make them feel comfortable. And it's a pretty really good thing too, but it's totally different level of sister to sister.
Yeah, it's kind of like a freshman orientation. So you just get used to seeing people and get used to the school and
Get your tour and stuff.
Yeah.
So with sister to sister, we're gonna be doing some icebreaker things like that too in the beginning, because we don't want all the girls just sitting there just totally quiet, not talking in our groups. We want to get them involved because it's mostly a discussion with the girls. We're not going to lay all these facts on them and make them listen to us talk. We're going to try and get them to talk to us and explain what they're scared about and, like, get feedback from us, since we are experienced. Like, I'm a senior, so I've been here for 4 years, and Ashley's a junior. We've gone through a lot. And we have stories from ourselves, from other people, from older years. We have tons of stories and things that we have learned that we want to help the girls out, so they don't have to go through the bad things that we've seen other people go through. Definitely. And there's other services and opportunities too. Like, we have women's group at the school. I'm not really sure. It's like once a week, and I'm pretty sure Project Sanctuary does it.
It's orally, I think.
Yeah. Orally. And they go into a meet in a room, and they do men's group. Yeah. And so they have them for both of the boys and girls, and they go in there and they get to talk about pretty heavy subjects, like sister to sister type things. And I think they have a theme each time, and they'll talk about a certain thing. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said that they were talking about meth, and they get, like, really in depth into it all, and people can talk to Orly, and she's
amazing.
She's a really good person to talk to and open up to, and she knows her stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth in the listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about the Sister to Sister program, or about the passage of middle school girls into young women. What are the challenges you see for young women in our society? How is growing up different for girls and boys? What do you remember about moving from middle school to high school?
What shaped your outlook on life at that time? Do you think that growing up is more difficult now than when you were in school? In what ways? What advice would you give to young women entering high school? We would like to hear your opinions on all the topics we've discussed.
Do you think that programs like Sister to Sister should be encouraged? The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of the discussion on the transition from middle school to high school. We'd really like to hear from you. Well. So I guess we can talk about some more of the other things that are on the list of girls' struggles. The fifth one was sex, which is not surprising at all.
No, I think that's a definite. I thought that would be a higher up.
Yeah, honestly. I figured that would be like the first thing.
But I didn't think rumors would. I don't know. I didn't really expect weight to be up there either.
Mm-hmm.
Or how we look. That I thought that would be up there.
Yeah, how we look only got 9.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things. Pregnancy, which is pretty relevant right now, I feel like, around here. There was only 8 people worried about that, though. So
only 4 people were worried about peer pressure, and I expected a lot more for that because I feel like peer pressure is a big thing mm-hmm. in school, in everything.
And it might be because it goes along with alcohol and what boys expect us to do, and both those things are pretty high up on the list. So could be why it was down lower.
Yeah. Also, suicide only got 1.
I was just looking at that same thing. And abuse, both those things, maybe. It could have been because when we had these girls filling these out, they were all kind of sitting near their friends and maybe nervous to be answering a certain thing. And
had to circle with their friends' circle.
Yeah, very typical.
Just got to do what your friend does.
Yeah. So please join us in the discussion at 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to, first of all, thanks so much. It's such a great description of what you guys are doing at Sister to Sister. And as a mom, my daughter went to the Sister to Sister conference many years ago in Willits High. She graduated in 05 and became a part of it mm-hmm. after she'd first gone because it was so valuable, especially the knowing someone in the halls of high school. I'm glad you mentioned that. It sounded like it helped her so much. And I did want to ask whether you find many young women who come ask questions about birth control and things like that. Does it get down to that sort of nitty-gritty? And I'm sitting in a car on the side of the road, so I'll just listen to you on the radio.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so when I was in 8th grade going to Sister to Sister, the upperclassmen girls told me that I should get on birth control just because, like, you're in high school. That's what they told me, like, personally.
Mm-hmm.
They told me, like, oh, you might want to go to the clinic and get on birth control. Like, I advise all freshmen to, but I don't really think that's the case. Like,
I think that people would rather you be
safe
about it. And I think that they try and make it so it's like you understand that there's ways to be safe, and they're not trying to get you to like go out and have sex. It's not like that, but they mm-hmm. want you to be safe because there is teen pregnancy, and it's happening a lot around here right now. And I think that people would much rather see you being smart about it if you are going to have sex as a freshman or any age, but it's come up a few times. And in the fishbowls, even last year, people were asking about if boys thought it was a bad thing for girls to be on birth control. So that was an interesting question. And the boys they said they didn't really care. Because they didn't care. They didn't matter to them, but they thought it was smarter. So
I guess it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. So if you'd like to call in, we're at 456-9991. We'd love to hear your thoughts or questions. What do you remember the most from when you were at the summit?
Being in the small groups with 2 upperclassmen girls really helped. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in a group with, like, 8 to 10 other girls your age with 2 upperclassmen, and you really get to know each other, and it, like, it helps. And I think that's also, like, we were talking about how your friendships change, mm-hmm. and I think Sister to Sister and Link have a big part in that because you talk to other people and you're, like, getting to know more people, like, the older you get.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's a really close thing, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 456-9991.
One question on the questionnaire that we gave the 8th grade girls was, what is something that you know that other girls your age need to know? And the number one thing was how to say no to peer pressure. And I think that's, like, good, because they want everyone to know how to say no.
And that's something we want to teach them, and so that they can walk away with that after the summit, is that they can say no, and that there's ways to say no in a nice way, or if it comes to the point in a very stern way, or if it's really not helping by saying no, there's ways you can get help and places you can get help, like the counselors and
peer counselors
and us.
Yeah.
And at our school, it's not really a cliquey kind of place. There's a lot of people that hang out with, like, different groups and things. And so you don't have to worry too much about that. But there's definitely groups, but we're very accepting of...
We're very open.
Yeah, of people going through different groups and mixing it up. Like, you don't have to hang out with just one group.
Yeah.
I know that there's, like, I'll hang out with, like, three different groups in a day. And it just kind of depends on what I'm feeling like doing or if who's around, you know. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, like my sister, she always talks about the popular kids and, oh, she sat with the popular kids today. And in middle school, we always, like, thought, oh, who's going to be popular in high school? But really, when we got to high school, like, nobody's popular. Like, we all hang out with everyone.
Yeah, and... like, people would say, like, the cheerleaders, because I was a cheerleader, but there was no cheerleading group like you see in the movies. There was a weird mix of people. It still blows my mind how the cheerleader group was at our school.
Peer counseling's, like, helped me deal with more, like, family and friend issues, I think, because it's gave me communication skills, it's gave me active listening, it's, like, gave me patience to talk. Like, it teaches you how to be patient, like, if someone's, like, getting on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, like, really helps with all situations.
Yeah, the listening skills, I think, were the most important thing that I learned. We did a huge unit on it, and David taught it really well. And he's the counselor at our school, and he teaches the peer counseling class, so it makes sense. And we learned things like eye contact and body language and all those different things, and it really helps when I do things like sister to sister or link crew, where I have to be trying to get these girls to be engaged with me and enjoy a conversation and understand what I'm saying and listen to me and not just sit there. And with peer counseling, I've helped a lot of people. With people come up to me and they're like, oh, you're a peer counselor, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, do you need something? And people just want to talk. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing, like, too intense for me to be able to handle. It was just little things that people were just upset about for the day or something. And it would just be on Facebook sometimes. They'd want to message me and just chat and about something that happened in their day. And they just knew that, as a peer counselor, that was somebody that they could go to. And or even sister-to-sister person that was the group leader. I've had that happen.
To talk to. Like, yeah, I've had people come up and say, oh, you're a peer counselor, right? And then, do you need anything? And they're like, yeah, I just need someone to talk to. I'm having a little bit of issues. And it's really good to know that you can be there for them.
Mm-hmm. And if something is too intense, we could always go to David.
Or Tanya.
They're amazing. Really good at all that kind of stuff. And they make the people feel comfortable, too. Even, like, orally, too, so...
At the high school, I think that there's some pressure to drink and do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of drugs, though, I think of marijuana in Willits. So I do think that there is the pressure to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that since it's such a small town, people feel like there's nothing else to do. That's what I hear all the time. There's nothing to do. So we're going to...
Let's go party.
Yeah, we're going to party. And I feel like every weekend people will go out and party.
or every day people smoke or something. It's different groups of people that do this, but it definitely happens at high school, and you can't ignore the fact that it happens, but there's things you could do about it, like hanging out with different people. I mean, if you're going into eighth grade and you start hanging out with your friends and you start seeing that your friends that you've known forever has just started hanging out with the kids that smoke weed every day, you don't have to be their friend still. There's other people you can hang out with. School is not that big, but there's 500 people there. You're bound to find somebody you can hang out with.
Yeah. So. I don't know. You can fit in with someone. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks to everyone pretty much.
Yeah, it's really not that clicky, like I said earlier. Mm-hmm.
You can walk down the halls and, hey,
mm-hmm. hey. It's funny because, yeah, since it's such a small school, everyone knows everyone. When there's a new person, you're like, who is that? Yeah. Everyone's kind of confused. So if you'd like to join in the conversation, we have 10 more minutes. Call 456-9991. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, opinions, questions. And that's 456-9991.
Oh, only two for the struggles in
dress code.
On the questionnaire for dress code, and I think, like, in Bechtel, I know they have a really strict dress code. Like, they can't wear short shorts, and they can't wear spaghetti straps. But at the high school, there's really not a dress code. Like,
hi, you're on the line.
Hi. I was just wondering, when I was a teenager, which wasn't too long ago, I'm, like, in my 30s now, and I'm listening to your guys' program, and I think it's wonderful, and you're both very well-spoken and super intelligent, and I just want to say thank you, because I wish that we had more support like this when I was growing up. But also, I went to a very small school and hung out with a lot of older girls. And it was more of the popular thing to like lose your virginity mm-hmm. sooner. And I felt kind of like almost peer pressured into it, because it was kind of like, well, so-and-so did it, and so-and-so did it. Like, when are you mm-hmm. going to do it? Are you going to do it? And it seemed very, like, the thing to do, and I almost felt kind of pressured into it if I wanted to be, like, popular and accepted. And at the time, thank goodness I had some older girlfriends who brought me into, like, family planning, but the nurse at the school was really cool, and she would let us go out, mm-hmm. go to that without our parents' permission. And so what I'm asking, calling about to ask is, one, is the vibe still kind of like that in high school right now? Is it still like the popular thing to do to have sex? And also, how easy is it for a young female who's under the age of 18 to be able to go in and get birth control or counseling on sexual activity?
Well, your first question, it's kind of half and half. Yeah. There's some people that it just kind of depends on the girls, because some people will be like, oh, she's gross because she's going out and having sex now, and they'll just talk crap on them. And then some girls, they'll be like, oh, she had sex, like, she's kind of cool. But I feel like mostly it's the exact opposite. It's like they get a rumor to talk about them, and they just kind of use it against them in a bad way.
Yeah, unless you've been in a relationship for a really long time, I think you get more
name calls,
bad talking about you.
Yeah. And then to your second question, it's really, really easy to get birth control. And we used to have the family planning clinic that was really close to our school, and you could like walk over there at lunch or something. But now they don't have that anymore, but they still have the clinic over by Bechtel.
And they also have a Planned Parenthood in Ukiah and a clinic in Fort Bragg. And all you have to do is sign up for, like, I think they're called a green
family pack.
Yeah, and it's like insurance, your parents don't have to know, and you can get birth control, condoms, maybe not abortions, but like,
yeah, they plan give B. They give you everything you need free of cost if you have the green card, and they give you like bags of condoms and stuff. So. Yeah,
and if you want to keep it confidential, they won't even tell your parents.
Okay, awesome. And also one more question before I go. Have you guys done any like research or studying on how teenagers and sexual activity is in other cultures? Let's say, is it more popular and accepted for a young male and a female to be in a relationship? And is it cultural?
That's really interesting. I've never actually looked into it, but mm-hmm. I definitely would like to now, and I think that'd be a good thing to bring up to in the summit too, for sister to sister.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Great day.
You too. All right, so we have 5 more minutes for you to join in the conversation at 456-9991. We'd love to hear from you. So another thing that we were talking about earlier was the parents' morals and how the parents affect your own decisions in high school. And I think that a lot of girls, once they hit high school, decide they want to rebel away from the way their parents act. I know one girl who's a very strict religion that as soon as she got into high school, she wanted to celebrate certain holidays that they didn't celebrate, and she wanted to do all these things that were exactly the opposite of what her parents knew, but then she didn't want her parents to know that she did them. So it was kind of like she wanted to go all out, but then she didn't. And I think it just kind of depends on how the person feels and how if they felt trapped earlier on.
Yeah. So on the questionnaire, we asked, what would you like to know from older girls?
Oh. You're on the air.
Hi there. I don't know what it's like in other Scandinavian countries, but in Sweden, it is pretty acceptable to have your boyfriend or girlfriend come spend the night with your parents. And both parents know about it, and they have a lower unwed mother ratio than the United States, and birth control is super easy over there, and it's a very, very open thing, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That is really interesting. I feel like my parents would have a heart attack if that happened here, but I guess it works for them, so that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What was it you were saying about that?
Oh, so on the questionnaire, one question we asked is, what would you like to know from older girls? And one thing that it said is how to deal with boys in parties.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot of what we were saying earlier about how to say no.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's another call. Okay. So, and it's just mostly you got to learn to say no, and that you don't have to do a certain thing to be fit in.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
What a great show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to mention something to you that's on television tonight. It's the Dateline NBC at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
It's the last of their 4 series on Oh, My Kid Wouldn't Do That shows. They do them every year. They interview parents, and the parents say, oh, we've talked to our kids about, for example, getting in a car with somebody who's drinking. And they have the parents sit in a one-way mirror room watching their kids interact in a fake setup situation. And they watch their kids see that this boy is actor is drinking. And the kids look at each other, and then the producer gives the boy who is pretending to be drunk the key to drive them to the studio to record this. And they all just march and get in the car with him, you know, when they know that he's been drinking. And what I've learned from that is that, you know, kids will talk to their parents, and we all know what's right and wrong, but it's like the herd mentality. We're afraid to, you know, break away from the group and be the odd guy out saying, no, I won't get in that car, or let me drive, you know, or something. And I guess that's what you're calling peer pressure, but it's strong, and it's very hard to step out and be different. I'd like your comments about that.
I think that it's really hard to get used to at first, but after being in those kind of situations for a couple years now, I've been able to just say, all right, well, I don't care what you think. I'm going to say no anyways. Like, yeah. I'm my own person, and I can make my own decisions, and I don't need your help. And I think that that's a really important thing to be able to do, and I think that's what we really need to show the girls, that it's not about impressing the guy by getting in the car with him while he's drunk. He's not going to care. He's not going to remember the next day, especially if he's like a senior boy. Yeah. It's more about your safety and your own like respectable, I don't know how to say it, your own level of self-respect.
Yeah.
And I think about the whole herd mentality thing is that sister to sister is really empowering, and I think that it's going to help girls understand that they don't have to be a part of that, that they can be different, and that it's really, people like when you're different.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like kind of crazy at first, but really after people get used to it, they like seeing different people and being different. It's boring when you're the same.
Yeah, they respect, they respect like your creativity.
Mm-hmm. And especially in Willits, I don't know. I don't know how it is everywhere else. I've lived here my entire life, but I think that at first people were like, because I used to try, I wear the weirdest things. I try and be different all the time, you know. And at first people were like, okay, what? And now they're used to it and they know that's how I am. And once you get yourself out there like that, people are like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I know. I saw you wearing jeans the other day.
<don't>, weird, right?
I never see you wearing jeans.
Yeah. So I think that's what I always say to girls is that just be different and it'll come across way better than if you just act like everyone else with your thinking and with the way you act, in as long as you're appropriate.
Yeah.
So thank you for all of the calls. That's all for this month's edition of You Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Reba.
And me, Ashley.
And Alicia, but she had to leave early. Thank you to all our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willits studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with the Safe Schools Healthy Students Bronco Project, building resiliency opportunities for the North County. For more information about the Bronco program, please call Pat Sanborn at 459-5314 or email at psansborn@mcoe.us.
Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of a show, and listen to many hours of previous programs in streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them.
Youth Speaks Out is aired on the first Sunday of each month. Our next show will be in 4 weeks. That is June 3rd at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in May.